Why this works. A pan sauce is a recipe that retroactively explains every searing technique you have ever used. The brown stuck on bits in the pan, what the French call fond, foundation, are concentrated savor, the residue of every Maillard reaction that ran on the protein surface. Wasted, they go down the sink with the rinse water. Captured, they become a sauce in 5 minutes. The capture happens through deglazing. Liquid, wine, stock, water, vinegar, anything, added to a hot pan dissolves the fond off the bottom and lifts it into solution. The wooden spoon dragged across the pan as it bubbles is doing real mechanical work. What was stuck becomes suspended. This is the moment that separates a meal from a course. Then comes reduction. The deglazed liquid is, at first, watery, too thin to coat anything. Boiling it down concentrates the dissolved solids while evaporating the water. The same physics that runs through a beurre blanc reduction or a tomato sauce reduction runs here in miniature. 2 minutes of attention reduces 150 grams of liquid to about 30 milliliters of syrup, and the sauce now has body. The final move is a small beurre monté, cold butter swirled into the off-heat pan in cubes. Each cube emulsifies into the warm acid base, the same way a beurre blanc is built, just at a smaller scale. The butter gives the sauce shine, body, and a fat layer that carries the aroma of everything that just happened in the pan up to your nose. A pan sauce is the recipe that isn't. There is no list of mandatory ingredients beyond fond plus liquid plus butter. Every plate of seared protein can carry its own pan sauce, made from whatever you have to hand, in less time than it takes to plate. Common mistakes: pouring off all the fat. Target: leave 1 tablespoon of rendered fat in the pan. The rest pours off into a bowl. Why it matters? The fat carries aroma compounds from the protein and helps the sauce hold its body. Bare metal, thinner, less interesting sauce. The retained spoonful is the flavor bridge between protein and sauce. What to do? Tilt the pan, pour off excess into a heatproof bowl, stop when a thin film remains. Workarounds: want a leaner sauce? Pour off more, but compensate with 1 extra tablespoon butter at the mount. Wiping the fond out by accident. Target: never wipe the pan bottom. The brown stuck on bits are the sauce. Why it matters? The fond is the entire point of pan sauce. A cleanup reflex paper towel wipe, sauce thrown away before you started. Maillard residue from the protein cannot be recreated. What to do? Look at the pan before deciding to wipe. Brown sticky bits, keep. Burnt black, scrape with wooden spoon. The sauce will still work. Workarounds: burnt black fond, still salvageable. Deglaze, taste, if bitter, start fresh sauce with just butter and shallot. Medium-low heat after the initial deglaze splash. Steady simmer, not rolling boil. Why it matters? Hard boiling over-reduces in seconds. You go from almost ready to salty bitter syrup in 20 seconds. Heat control is everything for a 5-minute sauce. What to do? Drop heat immediately after the wine is added and the initial sizzle subsides. Steady, controlled bubbles. Workarounds: pan is too hot, add a splash of cold stock to drop temperature without diluting flavor much. Reducing past the syrup point. Target: sauce coats back of wooden spoon. Line drawn with finger holds for 1 second. Why it matters. Over-reduced equals salty, bitter, gluey. The window from perfect to ruined is about 20 seconds at the end. Watch closely. What to do? Test with the wooden spoon test starting at the 90-second mark. Pull, it just coats the spoon. Don't wait for visible thick. Workarounds: reduce too far, whisk in 1 tablespoon warm stock to thin and rebalance. Still serve. Adding cold butter to a still bubbling pan. Target: off the heat first. Pan warm enough to melt butter slowly, not so hot that it breaks into oil. Why it matters. Cold butter into bubbling pan, butter melts and instantly breaks into greasy slick, rather than emulsifying. The mount only works in the temperature window where butter softens but doesn't break. What to do? Lift pan off burner. Wait 5 seconds. Then add first butter cube, swirl until incorporated. Continue with remaining cubes one at a time. Workarounds: pan too hot? Move it to a cool burner, wait 10 seconds before adding butter. Trying to scale a pan sauce up? Target: pan sauce for 1 to 2 portions of protein per pan. 2 batches for 4+ servings. Why it matters? A pan sauce depends on fond to liquid ratio. Scaling up, same fond, more liquid, diluted character. Better 2 perfect small sauces than 1 overstretched. What to do? Plan for separate pans if cooking for a larger group, or split protein across 2 seared batches in the same pan. workarounds, forced to scale, reduce more liquid, use less wine, more stock, and finish with a bit more butter to compensate for body loss. What to look for? The pan after pouring off fat, brown bits visible across the bottom, about a tablespoon of fat remaining. This is your base. Don't touch it further. The shallot, softened, translucent, no color. If it browns, the pan is too hot. The deglaze, the bubbling liquid lifts the fond visibly into solution. The pan bottom should go from brown to bare metal within 30 seconds. The reduction, the back of a wooden spoon shows a clean trail when you draw a finger across. That line holding for a second is your done signal. The butter mount, each cube melts into a glossy, slightly cloudy liquid, not oil on top. The cloudiness is the emulsion forming. Chef's view. There are several views on how big a role wine should play. A classical French pan sauce is mostly wine, slightly tempered with stock. A more modern restaurant move skews further towards stock, sometimes very lightly reduced demi-glace, for a deeper, less acidic register. My view, half and half by weight, plus or minus, with the option to push toward more wine for fish or poultry, and more stock for red meat. The other quiet decision is whether to strain. For a fine plate service, yes, the shallot bits are texture you don't want next to a delicate fish or a seared scallop. For everyday cooking, no. And the cleanup is faster. This recipe is the companion to pan-roasted chicken thigh, but it lives independently because almost every plate of seared protein can carry its own pan sauce. The thigh recipe taught the technique inside one dish. This one extracts the technique so you can apply it to anything.